We are come not to destroy the law, but to fulfill us. Ultimately, the insidiousness of class is that it invades our bodies, silences our authentic voices, hijacks our inherent sociability and longing for freedom, and mutilates them when its constituent utilitarianism, authoritarianism, contempt for life becomes integrated into our personalities and robs us of our souls. We must take them back, these seeds, our souls. Will listening to our bodies free our feelings if we listen in unison as our bodies speak in common with those of others? Will that release our suppressed feelings? And this is what's behind the attacks on people dancing or simply gathering collectively in public worldwide. We who have read Alice know that beneath violence expressed authentically, and as well, we're arguing indirectly in the violence paid to be done, or psychologically manipulated as with child soldiers and other clandestine and unconscious agents, is the hidden hand of the global state statesmen who construct broadly the play and design scenes to take place on the stage. This is the violence being paraded across the media today, masquerading as from some inexplicable rage, always located within us, never in them. For instance, one analysis of mass attacks argued that, quote, lone wolf attackers like Mr. Mateen, referring to the slaughter of almost 50 people at a dance club in Orlando, seems to have been motivated by an attempt to provoke fear and assert control, unquote, from the article Mass Attacks, Domestic Abuse, and a Pattern of Control by Amanda Taub in the New York Times of June 16, 2016. As if this doesn't describe the power guys and their MO much more so. The only ones with the power to make their abandonment mindset totalitarian, take it global. These guys fully intend to occupy us with scenes of violence to invoke, they hope, our passion and of course, our sense of insecurity and fear and belief that we need them to protect us, to prevent our responding to the reality of their installation of their global totalitarian system, with each region assigned its role, a neat, quote unquote, an orderly testament once the unneeded are called, and the rest have their empathy nulled. Testament to some supposedly organically sprung system based on merit, or invoking Hegel, national character. Please, let's not be deceived by them. Let's refuse, finally, the politics of exclusion and abandonment and stand together as the earth in us and the air in our lungs requires us to do if we are to restore all life to its much needed, long overdue health and freedom. As others speak for their bodies, can we then speak for ours? And if we own our body's right to be free of force imposed, honor their inherent integrity by saying so out loud, together putting it in our voices, will it begin to melt the frozen misery of centuries? If the following thoughts were expressed in a form, a movement that we all did together, moving in a circle. This seed, my soul, is a precious seed. It cannot be sold. We treat it tenderly, Give it room to breathe, water to drink, and food to eat, so it can grow free as it's meant to be and bear fresh seeds for each other to eat. Would we be doing what Alice imagined, finally understanding what happened to us in the light of the right story, and then integrating our experience of being abused by a system designed by the few to make use of us as a reenactment of their early childhood trauma? They were turned into puppets, and I guess you might say their reward is to turn us into puppets, to be in that power position that so destroyed their souls. Would we then be able to integrate, if we did this together, that experience into our personalities, so we could have access again to our full self by expressing it with our bodies, and then begin freeing our sisters and brothers? I originally imagined, as they already have a movement vocabulary, a repertoire of stances, that those in the martial arts community might be willing to create a form that expressed the above thoughts, and that we could practice it around the traffic circle near my house. Clearly not a possibility right now. So I'm putting these words out to the broader world community, hoping that some of you can create this form or this expressive movement. We, each of us under class, bear its wounds, have internalized its mindset, womb the resultant rage, and birth more. A seemingly endless cycle of mutual pain and abuse that we discharge on each other until we see the hidden hand of power literally sculpting it, this misery, amassing means specifically to continue it, because that is what they were taught to do. It is their repetition compulsion. But our discussion and common analysis can end this cycle of confusion, free its stolen energy, and direct that energy to life-giving and life-serving purposes. We cannot leave to the most soul-diseased responsibility for our common earth or for our brothers and sisters. We cannot care only about our particular tribes or societies, as Proudhon calls them, narrow our focus and identity to particular bodies and societies only, not and win our freedom. Because it is our calling now to represent for our biggest selves, punch the highest floor. Freedom cannot be particular, only global. And these sad children of abandonment, Plato's tribesmen, fully intend to rest the weight of this entire hierarchical system on their backs, our sisters and brothers in targeted lands. The wounds of class, of force, of coercion that each of us bear result in our souls being made smaller. Doing this form together is a way of noticing that this happened and of saying that it's not right. Until we say it out loud, that it's not right for our souls to be denied what they need to grow, we're co-signing the lie that it's right for this to happen. It isn't right, and we need to say so out loud in the open air we share.